Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda
In Manjari Sarup, Swamini and the Manjari is important. I am important like Radhika also. Because if I am not there, how I can watch this pastime? Other bhakti, you don't need that you are there or not. But in sadhak deha and siddha deha, where you are to see that pastime,
you should be
there. I am the most important to be there to watch that. In which condition I am watching, yesterday the condition was like a jingling belt of Radhika. Jingling. Only this jingling. When she wear, then this jingling belt stopped and this sound beautifully, because how she like it start dancing, it start making the noise. Before it will be jingling only. This is the nature of the
bodily part. Oh, of the bell.
Bell, because it's a material. Material condition. They do like. Radhe,
I like this so much. This jingling. Huh? I like this so much. So, today is verse 91. Nija kundatati kunja gunjat brahmara sankule devi tvam kachapi shiksham kada mam kada krai shasi. O Devi, when will you teach me how to play the kachapi, a kind of veena, in a groove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake? O Devi, when will you teach me how to play the kachapi, a kind of veena, in a groove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake?
Yeah. Again.
Jai. O Devi, when will you teach me how to play the kachapi, a kind of veena, in a groove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake?
Humming bees is a Krishna. This you understand. This bee is nothing else than Krishna. But when Krishna is coming, because of his naughtiness, he is humming. Be sure that he is coming. This humming bee, Radhika is looking, my Krishna is coming. And there is one instrument, Radhika knows all instruments to play very nicely in this place. So Radhika played in that way also. Then the Manjari is telling, you have to teach me what lyrics to play in this guy. You and this humming bees, how they are sharing and dancing, you have to teach this guy. Oh. Understand? And Krishna, naughtiness, when he comes, Sometimes he sees a sari of some gopis, sometimes he do this, sometimes he touch some gopis, once he is humming. When he moves, humming, some naughtiness is there. So this hummingness, in this circumstances, what instrument and what sweet mellow has to play that it become more beautiful. But you have to teach me this. That's it. Yeah.
Oh Devi.
Oh Radhike.
When will you teach me how to play kachapi?
You have to do this like a guitar kachapi.
Yes.
When you will teach me to play kachapi? Because you are so close, you can say when you will teach me.
Yes, when?
When?
No.
Yeah. I want to learn now. You don't want to teach me. When you will teach me? When humming bee will come, that time I have to play to make you feel that this humming, this time he is dancing with his music lyric. The bee is doing this. So this bee will come with his dancing move. At that time, you are waiting for this humming bee. When he will come near to me, and we are enjoying the naughty bee play with all gopis. Then slowly he comes to you. He goes in this flower, that flower, that flower. This is the nature of the bee. Then he comes to your flower, means to you, and this time he is dancing many places. Then he comes to you. In this period, what lyrics will be beautiful? Can you teach me?
To make him fix on this flower only.
Only this flower. Not go in other no. flower. But his naughtiness, his nature is to go many flowers. This is the Krishna. Where you will know Krishna more than Radhika? This is Radhika Krishna. She knows this bee. The nature of the bee is only want honey, and where he get honey, he go there. But I will fix him that he straight come to you with my lyrics and instruments.
Jai! In this verse, the vision is described of Swamini teaching the Veena.
Mm.
Oh Devi, when will you teach me how to play Veena in a groove on the bank of your kunda? Just like classical poetry, Veena playing is also required while serving the divine couple. Tulasi thinks, I want to become expert in anything connected with the devotional service.
Yeah. This is the beauty. This is also devotional service. Why? Devotion? Because I am your servant. And my devotion is this, that I can bring this bee to you only.
Yes.
This is my devotional service. This naughty bee cannot go to other flower to
no.
get honey. I will bring with the instrument and play that the only straight come to you.
Oh, yes.
This is my devotion oh. for you. And this is my service to
ja.
You. So beautiful.
Wow.
All philosophy is there in this learning. And this devotion, there you will get it on this Vrindavan. And this devotion, when life enters in this devotion, other philosophy is nothing for us.
It's bye-bye.
Tulasi thinks, I want to become expert in anything connected with devotional service.
Wow.
It is also Swamini's desire. Let my Kinkari become expert in her service.
Wow. And the Swamini desire, you become more expert than me. I want to give you so much intelligence and insight. What I feel, I think you understand.
Yeah.
I want to become so connected to you that I don't need to say, only I feel and you understand. I feel to drink water and you understand that I am looking for the water and you bring for me. I am thinking for Krishna to meet and you understand and you will do for that. That when you see the hummingbees are coming, then you know that he will sit on other flowers with other gopi he will go, but you play the instrument to bring him direct to me. What a beautiful, you have a devotion for some. This is the bee nature to go and sit in the any flower. Why? Because these all are gopis. But when the music is there near to the flower, the bee will come to that flower. So they want to learn this lyrics that I can attract this Krishna to be the one.
It's also Swamini's desire. Let my Kinkari become expert in her service. To the lotus feet of such a merciful mistress, my Gurudeva has submitted me.
Ah. What mercy I got by my Gurudev? Gurudev gave me and her lotus feet that now other thing what you will do is not easy to read. You want Krishna, first I say about Krishna. But Krishna is a goal, is not a subject. If you stay with the subject, goal is always there. There are two things. One is subject, one is the goal.
Ashray and
Vishaya. Ashray and Vishaya. When you are in the shelter, ashray, then Vishaya is there. Like you sit in the flight, you took the ashray of the flight. Shelter of the flight. What is your Vishaya? To reach to Vrindavan or Mathildi. You sit in the seat and you wait 6 hours, 20 minutes till this flight cross this time, then I will check where I am. Then you see, oh, not in the Delhi airport. So you took the ashray of the flight, Vishaya is there. And you, what is our nature? We took the ashray and we want to jump out from the ashram. Oh, this is not convenient. Maybe it will not reach very fast. Maybe I will, other flight is going, I will go there. Then you are not here nor there anyplace. So ashram can bring you to the Vishaya, to the goal. Never leave yourself. Guru ashram, Guru show you. If the ashray, your Vishaya is there,
where you are searching. You search where you will find him. But Ashray will, he will also will come to the Ashray, your Ashray.
But what is, for example, when a disciple sometimes has doubts in a process or in a project, what is the best way to act, what should you do?
Doubt means no faith.
Yes.
The time of the doubt is the hopeless time. The period of doubt is the hopeless. You have no hope other places. The moment you doubt, you become hopeless.
What to do?
Weakness is this. So much material influence is there, so doubts are coming. My what is missing? My spiritual bhajan is missing. My spiritual association is missing. So its material effect is so powerful that I have no faith. No doubts are coming. These are the brother and sister of different material person. They are living in the doubts, they are creating to the doubts. I am influenced with material circumstances. Faith makes you hope. Hope makes you to love. Love makes you to bring to the God. This is the ashray. Love is the ashray and God is the vishay. And what is to practice? Faith is to practice. To become hopeful. You see, 99% you will see the person hopeless. All the who is not in the ashram, you will see they are hopeless. Hopeless. They have no hope in the life for anything.
And when I have doubts, should I come just to you or should I?
Doubt means what doubt is there?
Any.
Doubt is for the Guru, means we have to clear it out. And in the discussion, everything becomes clear. Why not? He is like my friend. Guru is a word for the real friendship, real like a mother. Real like a lover is a practice to develop in our life. It's a divine relation. If I have any problem, where I will go? And immediately to clear, because we have to be in the faith. We don't need to lose the faith. Then influence bad, negative power will influence you. Guru said,
to the lotus feet of such a merciful mistress, my Gurudev has submitted me.
How I got the lotus feet of the
Swami.
Mistress, Swami? How this happened? Bhagavad Gita Krishna is telling, first Tesam Satat Yuktanam. First you have to do this sadhana Satat Yukta. Bhajitam a Priti Purvakam. Then you have to chant Priti Purvak. Then Krishna says, Dadati Buddhi Yogam. Then I give Buddhi yoga. And Gurudev, without Buddhi, this, he submit me there, Dadi. I have no bhajan, sadha, no nishtha, no any realization from bhajan. I have no love inside my heart. And he gave me special knowledge that you take shelter of Radhika.
Yeah.
This is not a great mercy in my life. This practice, then you go to the Radhika's lotus feet. And you straight went by His kripa, by His mercy. He said, no, no. You go and then everything you will know. If not, then Bhagavad Gita is telling, you have to practice dharma. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita telling, serve dharma na pratyaje. And I leave all religious activity. It's all confusing. Mam ekam, my one, take the shelter. All will come to you automatically. Radhika shelter, everything is getting. If you doubt in Guru, you will not faith in Radhika. You will lose this faith. Like, I go to Croatia and introduce me something. And then I doubt that introduction. It means I know faith you. So all both is finished. No faith means I have no faith in your introduction also. So all becomes zero. My condition becomes zero. This negative vibration starts increasing and my positive vibration starts covering.
So what?
To
the lotus feet of such a merciful mistress, my Gurudeva has submitted me. He has shown me that the greatest thing in life is a Swamini's service and Swamini's maid servanthood.
Greatest thing in the life. When you believe this, like a mother said to you, that is your father. You was baby, you accept or not? Like that you accept it. But mother knows that honestly this is not your father. Only introduce that this is father. After 20 years, mother said that, no, sorry, he is not your father. Father is another, this man is your father, but I hide from the people. What will happen? Like your nervous breakdown. But this way, means all hope will become breakdown. Like this, mother introduced me this father and I believe this is my father. But she knows who is my father. So that way, the faith works in life. If he will introduce, my Gurudev introduced me, I was unqualified, you are more better. I was so useless person. He introduced me and from the moment he introduced, I never doubt in this. And everything start coming in my life positive. Because of this faith that she is my family and this is my goal. And all become favorable in my life. But any moment, I no change my faith even in Krishna than Swami. Only my Swami. Krishna is there as a friend of my Swami. If he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very good, my Swami friend is there. If he is a cowboy, okay, this is the friend of Swami, she likes this black guy. What we can do? He is not God, okay, because this is a Swami lover. I have no business what he is. Only this is the point that he is lover, My Swami is lover of this guy.
This guy?
What is it? In American word, I say, you know.
Nihilism.
Tamil.
He has shown me that the greatest thing in life is a Swamini service.
This is the greatest thing in the life. Then after many, many lives, please, many, many lives, it comes clear in our life. And many, many years practicing, nobody understands this fact. And he gives mercy straight without philosophy and no way. Straight, look, take the shelter of Swami, you will know automatically everything. A to Z, you will know more than philosophy. Only you believe this and try to know about your Swami, you will know A to Z about his lover. Who can know better than the beloved of his lover? Anyone can say more? If you have one lover, you know better than the books. Book cannot say more details than you. Maybe you don't know where is the black spot. Books cannot explain, but you can say eyes in the thigh he has a black spot. Manavan, what you say?
Mark.
And this is there in private part. Why? Because she knows all private part and open part, but we don't know. Books cannot explain that. Right or not?
So I'm not interested about this guy and his 64 characteristics.
It's a bogus to know that. All characteristics, you have to say that all characteristics come because of my Swami. All his character because of my Swami. He gives so much love that he becomes qualified to get it. He becomes supreme after love of the Radhika. Before he was Narayan, he has so many characters. Who says that he is a supreme? When he becomes supreme, but he becomes Brajendranda. Because of the love of my Swami, he is a very high position. He got very high position. All qualities come inside him because of my son. This is the fact. Reality. He is a beggar, you see. He is begging. He said, I'm a beggar, you give me. Vrindavan, who is the king? A queen. There is no king. Cowboys are there. Krishna is cowboy and Radhika is the queen of Vrindavan. She is the queen. One time, Radhika and gopis and manjaris are picking flowers in Kusum Sarova. And Krishna comes there and he starts putting his stick and who is here? Who is here? I am the gardener who wants to steal my flowers in my garden. Then Lalita says, who are you? I am the gardener. Oh. Gardener of this garden, right? Who is the boss of this garden? I'm the gardener. And who is the boss? The boss? Boss is, I'm not boss. I'm only gardener. He said, my Swami is the boss. Not only your garden, For Vrindavan, she is the boss. She is the queen of Vrindavan. She can be a gardener to take care of the flower of the Swamini garden. This is his job. No more than that. Why are you wasting time with them? Take the circle of Radhika, you will know all A to Z. And you agree that I am a gardener and she is queen of this garden. She agree, you'll see the picture. If you not agree, then he will be a boss. But only by mistake, my Swami fall in love with this black guy. So he mad. She become mad.
So we need to tolerate him.
So we tolerate him. Because of this, we tolerate everything of him.
Oh,
Sridhar, where you are? Where you are, my dear? Oh, Moscow, my dear. Oh, very good. Yahoo, Moscow. Yeah. Very good. We are in the class, very good. Missing you very much. Everyone missing. Without Sridhar, how we will survive? How you know this number, my dear? How you know my new number? This is now, this is, I took the last month's seal. So I have a two phone now. This is zero money, any? Okay, good. Oh, very good. Then everything is working. Thank you. Take care. Radhe Radhe.
Very good.
You see?
He's just so missing you.
Huh?
She's so missing.
We are also. Yeah.
She has shown me that the greatest thing in life is Swamini's service and Swamini's maid servanthood.
Oh.
How I'm wasting my life if I'm callous and indifferent towards the lotus feet of such a mistress, who personally teaches her maid servants how to serve her.
What about? If one person is introducing, maybe it's not Miss Guru, he don't teach me. But he introduced to the highest place, that is Swami, and she is teaching now.
Amazing.
Why I will bother for the servant of her? Guru is only servant. Is one of the small maid servants. When she is ready to teach her directly, why to not to appreciate this, that you bring me so nice place. I'm thankful for you. If you don't teach nothing, but you bring me there where I cannot try myself and nobody can help me to bring me to come here. And by your grace, I got it this. So I thank you, and I cannot forget you of this. Then I feel the importance of this introduction. What he is doing? He is only introductory person. I have developed relation with her, Swami. And when I will get this and I will realize this, other than difference I will see the thing, then I will be thankful to this introduction person. who introduced me for that and who opened my vision to understand this. Anand, 100% I will be thankful to him. He's a crazy, he's a bogus, he's nonsense. But after that, for me, you are everything. Because you show me this way. Right or not?
We see
the Guru first, and then Swamini,
and then we want to know from where is this love coming.
Yeah, both parts. You know, I know she in Guru, but I can see in Swamini, and when I will get it, Swamini must be, and he starts teaching me, because I am near to her. Then I will think, who bring me near to her? I will go to thank him. I cannot forget him. He is so kind that he brings me straight where I cannot go possible for me alone to come. Right or not? They are all confusing me. They show the different way we are never reaching to Swami. And if you reach to the one person who is in love with someone, you are close to that man or not? Because he has to come to this beloved, and when he is coming, you can watch him or not. And when you will watch, you will know him or not. If you don't take the shelter of her, you have to search independently in many places, but you will never find him. But without doing nothing, you sit and watch and clean the room and mop the dust with the duster, the chairs and things, and he will come. He say, "Where is your son? Can you call him?" He say, "Who are you?" "I am a Krishna. I don't know you. I never know about you something, because nobody say about you." He said, "No, I am a friend of your Swami." "Oh, then you sit here. Then you say to sit here, because you have no knowledge about me." And when you exchange and you see it, you will see or not that my Swami is exchanging love, talking lovely, giving to eat something, caring very nicely. You will care again or not? And always you are in the gate to open the door. So he will request you or not. You will say, "Sorry, now she is in bath, I close door." Then say, "Please, please, please, and open, open. I will wait outside, but you please open, it is too hot outside." He said, "No, no, no, you have to sit outside." When you will see that he's a friend of Swami, then it's okay, come and sit. So, without doing nothing, you start doing everything. You know all details and he starts requesting you. Because you are the Swami servant. He has to meet with his lover, her lover, his lover, Swami. Without your requesting, it's not easy to meet. Life becomes more easy. All difficulties go like this.
How I'm wasting my life if I'm careless and indifferent towards the lotus feet of such a mistress who personally teaches her maidservants how to serve her.
Personality. My introduction, one person introduced me to someone, and he not careful and nice, but she personally teaches me. If I don't know, she will teach me directly. My God, who can do this? Then when she will personally teach me, then you will be thankful to that only for what? That you are a hopeless man, but you introduced me rightly. Anna, then your doubt will be go, my dear. Because nobody can do this. Even introduction is not an easy thing for them, because they have no idea about that. All they will introduce you to Krishna, because he is almighty. But he is not introducing to the Krishna, he is introducing to the simple
mistress.
But what is the beauty of this mistress? She is the Madanakya Bhav, Mahabhav. She has the love. You see, the full of love. She moves in love, she talks with love, her behavior, smile is love. And this love, this almighty one, savior one to get it. And he is mad with this love. He don't want to see other things. Only she can do, he can do anything to get the love of Mahabhava. And I am a maid servant, somebody introduced to become maid servant. I am not fortunate. Nobody keeps someone without introduction of someone, then they say, okay, I will give some job. You have to introduce the new faith that I can keep this one. It depends upon the person to person how much he is sincere and honest in his and her service. Here we have to do myself. Philosophy we have to listen and go on. Here we have to afford myself. This is the spiritual way. Religious way, only listening and we are searching my way. Yeah, no. One way is that you have to afford yourself to get it.
Even now, I could not recognize myself as a Radha's Dasi.
I am not recognizing. I have no qualification to understand it. After that, somebody introduced me. How they introduce? Without my identification, I'm in material identification. After that, my Gurudev, she introduced me to Radhika. And she also accepted me because Gurudev said that somebody introduced me and he is not qualified, you accept, okay, I will try it. My God. You keep like this servant or not? Okay, I will try. I recommend one person to Mahabhav. He is not qualified, I know. But because I introduced, he said, okay, I will try this. I know this is not qualified person, but I think that he will get the job, maybe he will change. I know this. But I introduced and he see one time and he said, okay, I will keep. Now he has to prove that really he is qualified or not. My job is finished. And her job is that she will keep or not. Maybe Swamini will keep me again in service, continue my service, or she will go. Bye-bye, you are not qualified, you don't want to effort. Huh? if he steals something there, then she will blame me. That which type of person you give, so he is still in my house. But if he is not qualified to do something, she will not say to me, this is individual capacity of person, that he is not very devoted and he is not honest in his service. Who introduced me is not bothering. Only my business to introduce and my business is over. And she accepts. That is the great mercy of Swami. She gives chance to me without knowing background of me. This is happening. This is this. Now only individually there is two. One is him, this man or maid servant, and the boss, manager, who is the managing there, they have to be in training. Then she will say, okay, I will keep you. Continue. Like his family is okay. Lalita accept you. Rupa Manjari accept you. Okay, I will keep you. Slowly you will understand. I will teach you. And if she does not want to learn, what others can do? This is that. She is ready to teach.
Personally.
Maybe who introduced, he is not teachful, he is not understandful. But she is ready to teach. What do you want more? Krishna has no time for teaching anything. He judge only by every your step. But she never judge. Mother Nature not to judge. This is motherly nature. What?
It's
smelling.
It's the just dust.
Huh?
Even now, I could not recognize myself as Radha's Dasi, but I remain immersed in a false, temporary bodily consciousness.
Yeah.
And
why not I recognize that I am a servant? Because my bodily consciousness is very heavy.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda.